With the championship games tonight and tomorrow, UW Stevens Point invited women's basketball pioneer Pat McKenzie-Lachaud to talk about Title IX, which was signed into law in 1972 by Richard Nixon. McKenzie-Lachaud remembers being shunned as a tomboy at Sterling High School in Illinois.
I was a total misfit. The girls thought I was crazy, and the boys, they were afraid of me. So I spent my childhood begging to get on the court. Unlike today, where girls have all their friends that are playing sports, I had to beg to get into the games with the boys. It's no fun being discriminated against. It's really difficult.
McKenzie-Lachaud got into the games with the boys and earned their respect despite gender and racial differences.
Somebody'd get injured. They finally let me in the game, and I'd put down a couple jumpers in their face. And they'd say, okay, give me five, white girl. Can't jump, but you got game.
Title IX led to the first women's athletic scholarship at Illinois State University, followed by a professional basketball career in the U.S., France, and Germany. Through it all, McKenzie-Lachaud led a personal battle against discrimination and gender stereotypes.
I have been blessed to play beside African-American teammates, teammates that were homosexual, teammates that were French, teammates that were German, teammates from all different economic levels. When you are on a team together, you look at them as individuals, and those people are your teammates, and you got their back.
Pat McKenzie-Lachaud appeared at the school with her daughter, Natalie Lachaud, a former UW Stevens Point basketball star. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.